What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking about 10 ways gynocentrism affects men. And I'm doing this sermon because this is just a follow-up piece or a companion piece to when I talked about women. I wrote a small, short article talking about how gynocentrism affects women. And of course, it's a negative ending. Basically, women end up either single and alone or with a man they don't like, and it's just devastating, and it's just a terrible thing. And it's by design. The problems in the world today are by design. The problems with men and women today not being happy with each other is by design. Marriage is failing is by design. And you can't just throw it out and say, well, the devil is in marriages and the devil's doing this. Yes, the devil's behind it ultimately, but you have to understand how it's done, how they did it. And like I said, I'm telling you, I'm sharing this with you because I don't see a lot of amens coming from what I'm teaching. I don't get a lot of, yeah, man, you know, this is what's happening in my marriage. You know, and my audience is 50% men, 50% women, you know. So I know a lot of guys are under this. It's not like y'all free and happy and living happy marriages. I know that's not the case. So you're either scared to say something, or you're ignoring what's being said, or you're in disbelief, or whatever the case. The bottom line is, and I've heard from a few guys, okay, they said, this is helpful to me. I understand what I need to do, you know, but for the most part, I rarely get a lot of responses from men. And of course, in some cases, when I'm talking about women, that's where I get a lot of emails from them being upset with me saying stuff that's just true. Okay. But today I want to talk about how it's affecting men, because you got to see this for what it really is and what's going on. And hopefully you can see that maybe this is an issue in your life and maybe you need to change something. To jump to the end and just to give you the solution is to return back to masculinity as a man. That means you got to learn masculinity. You got to get old information where how men used to be men, because you lost that. A lot of men have lost their masculinity. It's been suppressed. It's still there, but it's suppressed. I encourage you to, of course, look at the sermon I did on 7 traits of masculinity. Follow that and do your own research. But let's get right into it. I don't want to keep talking about this and giving an introduction. So 10 ways gynocentrism affects men. Number one here is it leads to what we call, you know, idolatry, which is the worship of women. So we all know what the word of God says about idolatry. Don't put no other God before me. And unfortunately, men worship women today, either through sex and porn. If they're married, they follow their wife instead of following God. They do whatever she says. And this has all been taught to them. All right. And it's been taught to them from feminism. Feminism, it has masked itself. And I did a whole series about feminism on my site. Essentially, it masks itself as promoting equality between men and women, which doesn't exist and will never will. And I've talked about that. But also it's supposedly about enforcing justice for women. So women have been abused. Women can't do this. Women can't do that. They're quote unquote oppressed because they can't do certain things. But it's not. It's all about female superiority and dominance over men. And as I mentioned before, the enemy would love to have women over men, because then he can control men in the entire society. So we go back to the Garden of Eden. We see a rule was given and passed down. A command was passed down to Adam, and he was told, don't eat from this tree. If you do, you're going to die. So Satan, being clever that he is, went to the woman, persuaded the woman to eat it, and then she persuaded her husband. And he obeyed her rather than God. And that's what the enemy wants. That's why we live in a gynocentric society. He used his people to pervert women and men and make men follow after women. Okay, gynocentric, once again, if you don't know what the word means, gyno means woman, centric means center, centered around women. Everything is female centered. I've talked about 13 examples of gynocentrism. So there's an article and a sermon on that. I encourage you to check that out. That'll be attached in the related articles on my site. So that's what feminism is doing. And that's a branch of gynocentrism. That's what it does, is get men to worship women, right? Which is idolatry, which is a sin against God. And those who practice idolatry, where they going? They going to hell. Okay. How are men worshiping women? They're following after them. They're doing what they are telling them to do versus what God is saying. They're going against the natural order between men and women, whereas men are supposed to lead versus women. And so they're following after women instead of having women follow after them. They're submitting to women instead of having women submit to them. And so through feminism, men are taught to yield to the feminine perspective. So follow after what your wife says, your mother says, your young daughter says. Make women the center and the goal of your life. So a lot of men have been told over and over again, it's like, it's honorable, it's focus on getting married. Get married, get married, get married. Because that is what it's about. And through media, as a man, we're taught that women is your end goal. They put it in movies. A man is, he got to save this woman, or he's doing everything for this woman. You know, it's all about a woman. The woman is your prize, is your center. That's what it's all about, right? That's how they got us. And it only took about 3 or 4 generations for us to all think that way. Men tend to pedestalize women. So we look at women almost as if they're godlike, you know, especially if she's attractive. We look up to them and we think of them in ways that are just inhuman on some level. It's almost like she's a goddess, because that is what we've been programmed to do. And this has caused so many problems that we'll talk about later on. So this is all related to the idolatry. That's what gynocentrism has caused. Caused men to practice idolatry. Because they pedestalize women and they worship them, they become utilities to women. So women start to look down on them because they don't find them attractive. No woman wants a man that she can look down on. She wants a man that she can look up to. But when she sees a man groveling at her feet, following after her, not leading, her natural kind of instincts, if she's a wicked individual, is to take advantage of that man. And so she will use him for whatever resources that he can provide to her. And then, of course, that man is being told by society and media and everybody else that he should be a utility to a woman. And this is part of his worship. He's giving an offering to his God every time he gives her money, if he's giving her a free validation or attention. All of this is part of his worship to a woman. All right. So that's number one. Gynocentrism causes men to fall into idolatry, the worship of women. And they don't even think they're doing it. See, anytime somebody think about idolatry, they think there's some wooden or some glass or some marble statue or stone statue sitting somewhere and everybody's bowing down to it. That's not what worship is. That's not what idolatry is. Okay? Idolatry is what we see on television today, American Idol. You see how those people get lifted up and people are all focused on them. And that's the way men look at women today. Okay, that's idolatry. All right. So that's the first problem with gynocentrism and how it affects men. The second way it affects men is men are shamed into prioritizing everyone, specifically women and children, above themselves. Now, you would think, yeah, well, they're weaker vessels and children, of course, are weaker and they need help. And once again, we talked about women and what they were created for. What were they created for? The scriptures are clear. Woman was created to aid men, to help him. And so a man is constantly, if a man's sitting around focused constantly on a woman, thinking about what she needs and what she wants and prioritizing whatever she wants above himself, he's out of order. He should be taking care of himself. He should be focused on what God has given him to do. What's priority in his life? And then take care of the women that are aiding him and helping him in life. There's an order. It's not that the man is going to neglect his wife or children. It's just that there's an order. He must prioritize his needs, his wants, and his desires and what he's trying to do. Okay? Women are on this earth to actually add value and help men. That's what they're here for. So when a man changes his mindset up to where he's focused on what a woman wants and following after her, he's out of order and it causes him so many problems. One of the things the men will do is they make women their mental point of origin instead of themselves. So anytime they're thinking about doing something, they think about, well, what will my wife say? Or what would this woman say? Or they would think to themselves, how can I get women out of this? it's always a woman that's the center of his mindset and how he operates. And that just, it screws up his life because he's thinking incorrectly. Okay? This is what gynocentrism has caused men to do. Men, of course, are told to sacrifice their wants and needs. So sometimes some men don't want to get married. Sometimes a man doesn't want to go to a certain place or do this or that. But his wife is nagging him to do it. And he has to submit to the gynocentric perspective because she's God and she knows better. She knows best. So he has to sacrifice what he wants and desires for her. When he's the head of the house, she should be sacrificing her desires and needs for him. You see? Because she's there to aid and help him. She's there to follow along his path and wherever he's going. But we see a man letting go of what he wants to do in life, where he should be going, because every man has been given the blueprint of life for him, not women. Women are just tag-alongs. They're there to aid and help and support. They have nothing. They absolutely have nothing. They're vessels to be filled with knowledge and information to help a man. That's it. They have no blueprint for anything. And so for a man to submit to a woman and follow after them, all that woman's going to do is lead him astray. She doesn't have blueprints. Whatever she thinks she wants to do or has, it comes from the rest of the world. So women, they only follow what the strongest man in their life tells them to do. And if it's not their husband or their father's, it's the world, which is ran by a man, which is backed up by Satan the devil. So if a woman's leading you, it's Satan behind her. As simple as that. All right, so a man should not be making a woman his mental point of origin. He should be focused on what God is telling him or what he has, because he has the information himself. He has a blueprint inside him for what he should be doing in life. All right, but because of this gynocentric programming, men don't even think correctly. They're thinking about what a woman wants and what she wants to do and pleasing her. So, of course, they're told to sacrifice their wants and needs. That's a noble thing to do. You wanted to do this, well, give it up because your wife or somebody else wants to do something else. And so ultimately, these men lose in life. They lose. They lose the most in life because their thinking is centered around what a woman wants rather than what he wants and what he needs as a man. Number three here, 10 ways a gynocentric society affects men. Number three here is boys in school are treated like defective girls. Because women are lifted up as more important than men, boys will be treated like defective girls. If you don't sit still in class like the girls, if you're not as submissive like the girls in class, if you're not quiet like the girls, if you have a lot of energy and you got aggression because you're a male, you get treated like something's wrong with you. You should be acting like a girl. Now, they don't say this directly, but they talk to you and treat you in ways and scold you for being, this is what's happening in young boys today. And this is why at certain ages, boys stop going to school because they like, every time I go in, they treat me like something wrong with me. But they're treated like defective girls. You're supposed to be like a girl and you're not. So we're going to treat you this way. We're going to talk to you in a way that puts you on punishment because you had aggression. But that's a boy. He's supposed to be aggressive. He's supposed to be loud. He's supposed to be confrontive. You know, he's a boy, but they're making everybody female. So if you're a female, you're fine. But if you're a male, you're going to be treated like a defective female. And that somehow, as a little boy, you need to shape up and be more feminine. You see? So just basically masculinity is a defect. They're trying to kill it in boys, young boys, as early as they start going to public school. Maybe even kindergarten. The worst thing about this is men will start to hate other men's masculinity. So if another guy has masculinity and that other male sees it who's been dominated, they start to look at another man who actually has real masculinity, who's normal, who hasn't been tainted, as something of a problem. They'll call the police on that guy. They'll try to get that guy fired from a job. They will do things to hurt that guy because they say he's wrong. Something's wrong with him. He need to get rid of that masculinity. Something, he's toxic, and it's just programming. Nothing wrong with him. Actually, is you are the problem, man, who's calling the police on this guy or trying to get this masculine man hurt. You're the one that's perverted. You're the one that needs to change and get your masculinity back. But he don't know that because of this gynocentric programming. So the result here is this. Number four, the effects of gynocentrism on men. It makes men less manly because of all this programming from a young age. in school. Men tend to lean on their emotions more than logic and reason because they're trying to operate like women. Women think from an emotional perspective. They don't think from a logical perspective. They let their emotions run wild and they believe what their emotions tell them. This is how they operate. They're overwhelmingly overcome by emotions in some cases. And so you'll see men acting like women, thinking like women. And that's not the way you should act. You can't act like that. There needs to be balance. Women are okay for doing that in some cases, but men come and balance that out. And when a man is emotional just as much as a woman, there's failure all the way through that. And of course, that man can be controlled because he's in an emotional state. All you got to do is manipulate his emotions, make him angry, make him sag, make him cry. And that will give you power to control that man. And that's what the powers that be want. All right. So you got men going around thinking in their emotions rather than logic and reason. Another part of this making men less manly is men ignore their intuition and their gut feelings. Now, gut feelings is different from emotions. But because the emotions are, they'll think about that rather than their gut feelings. And their gut feelings usually come before the emotions. But that's the intuition God gave men. It's a natural thing to know when something's about to happen, to understand that something's not right and to act. But because he's thinking like a woman, he don't have that now. He's cut that off. And so he gets hit just like everybody else. It's like being in a war, in an army. As a man, you got intuition. You kind of know what the enemy's coming around the corner. You don't have no evidence, but you kind of know already. But because of gynocentrism, men have turned that off. So they'll know something's not right, but they won't act on it because they don't believe that that is what it is. They have to look for proof. Their emotions need to say something, and it just doesn't work. And so they lose in life. They get hit a lot. They can't function properly. They lose. They fail because of that. Men becoming less manly, they become effeminate, all right? So this is when a guy starts to have mannerisms and talking like a woman. And we've seen guys like this. They're not homosexuals, but he's sure enough acting like one. Everything's about this guy is just coming off as feminine. And so that's the first level of it. The second level is bisexuality, where guys is dealing with men and women. And then, of course, you got gay guys who just straight up go all the way to the other side and they're just homosexuals and they're just dealing with guys. And these guys are more accepted by the gynocentric social order. They're all for that. The gynocentric social order wants that. Why? Because men who are allowing themselves to be humiliated like that, men who practice homosexuality, they're no threat to the powers that be. They're perverted. They have no power. Okay? They're easily manipulated by their emotions. They bring no fight to the enemy, okay? Of course, transgenderism comes into place as well. And I've talked about this before. When boys are growing up and they see how women are treated, but males are treated like something's wrong with them, they try their best to change to fit the culture to be accepted. And so in some cases, it goes so far to the boy start thinking, well, you know what? I think I'm a female inside. And he ends up getting a sex change and he got this wig on. And why? Because gynocentrism taught him that all the way from while he was in school. Okay. It's a sad state. All right. Making men less manly, it means that men take on feminine thinking, as I talked about before. Number five here, in the fifth way gynocentrism affects men, this is just another result of all of this mess here. Men are rejected by most women because they lack masculinity. I've mentioned this several times, but that's what's happening. All right. And so men end up being frustrated sexually because they can't access women. They can't reproduce. They can't get women to like them and be in relationships with them because they're not masculine. They don't know it. The women really don't really know. They just know that something about this guy is off. I'm not sexually attracted to him. And the reason why she's not sexually attracted to him, because he doesn't have the masculinity. Okay, so most women, like I said, about 80% of men in a gynocentric social order are not going to be favorable to women. Women are not going to like them because something's wrong when they come off. It's because their masculinity has been suppressed by the culture. And they've been taught to suppress this stuff, to get rid of that because it's toxic. All right. And that inevitably leads you to being unattracted to women, because women, their biology didn't change. They're still attracted to masculinity, just like men are attracted to femininity. OK, the more women cut their hair off and claim to be feminists and yell these and be uncooperative and not be helpful, men don't like them either. So it just goes to show this is what's happening. So we got men that are unhappy in marriages. There's misery because the man can't have sex with his wife. His wife won't let him have sex with her. The wife is cheating on the man. We talked about why women cheat. And one of the reasons was because the man lacked masculinity. All right. This is gynocentrism. And once again, the men think they're doing something right. They're following what society says how to be a man. They're following what they think they should do and how they should operate with women. They think they're doing the right thing. And when they say, hey, I'm doing everything right, I don't understand why I can't have success with women, why my wife don't like me, nobody tells them the truth. You know? So you got a lot of misery in marriages with men. They sitting in a marriage where they want to have sex with their wife. The wife won't let them. She don't find him attractive because he's not a man to her. Okay, he might have started that way, but he kept believing the lies of society and gynocentrism. And now, you know, he's this beta male simpleton who's worshiping and pedestalizing the woman, letting her lead, looking up to her, and she finds that extremely unattractive. Okay. So that's your problem in marriage for most guys. Okay. Now, this leads to a man thirsty for women. So because he can't get married, you know, some guys actually get married and that's fine for them, but they can't have sex with their woman. Some men can never even get a woman because they are so beaten down by this gynocentric social order. They're a mess. And so now they thirst after women. Anytime they see a beautiful woman, anytime a woman may give them some, speak to them or look their direction, they don't know how to talk to them. They're a hot mess. They're fearful of them. They turn to porn usually because if he can't have sex with his wife, he's going to look at pornography to try to get off and have some kind of sexual connection. If he can't, he doesn't have a wife and he's just single, he's going to do the same thing usually. So that's why porn is so big right now. I had a sermon on the uprise of porn and sex dials and stuff like that, because men can't connect with women because women don't want them. All right. And there's something now called the OnlyFans site. It's a site called OnlyFans. It's basically where men go to look at porn as well, but it's kind of live porn, and where you can interact with the woman and pay her to do stuff and say your name, and you kind of can interact with her. And what some guys were revealing about this was it's not necessarily about the sex, but just the interaction with the woman, the connection. Men are so starved right now for connections with women. They're so thirsty for basic connections with women to where they're going to go online and watch a woman do stuff in front of a camera just for the connection, because they're so disconnected. They don't have real women. They can't get with real women because they're so unmanly. And it's sad. It's sad. But this is what gynocentric programming has done to men. All right. So it's a site called OnlyFans. And if you want to be a fan of some girl, you can pay her every month and then pay her in tokens, or I don't know how it works. You can pay her extra money to say stuff. There were guys buying a woman's bath water. That's how high they worship her. Buying a woman's pee, her dirty drawers with menstrual stains in them. Actually purchasing these things. Literally purchasing. I mean, this woman's making hundreds of thousands of dollars every month off of men who are thirsty for women. It's sad. And you say, why would they do that? Because they're thirsty for connections with women. Men and women are supposed to be together. And gynocentrism has torn them apart. Okay? To the point that a man can't interact with a woman because he doesn't have the masculinity to even operate. And even if he did, of course, women don't respect men. We talked about how gynocentrism and feminism teaches women to think of men as below them. And so even if he had some game and some masculinity, he still would have to deal with a woman's rejection because she feels like she's God. And it's just terrible for men and women. They can't connect because of this gynocentric programming. All right. Number six, the sixth effect that gynocentrism has on men is that men end up having low self-esteem and low self-worth and value. They become broken down men. All right. They're constantly disrespected. They're maligned just because they're being male. And it's just sad. So they end up, they stop caring for themselves. So you see what happens in marriage. A lot of guys will, they get fat because they're miserable. They don't work out. They don't do anything because they're miserable. All right. They lose their ambition. Before they got married, they had some fire. They had some things that they wanted to do, but they were told by the media and by society to get married. That's what you, that's your goal in life. You got to get this woman. You know, so they go and get this woman, and then they're married, and of course he lacks masculinity, so she don't want to have sex with him. She's also, she has a god complex because she, you know, gynocentrism has made her out to be a god, and so she's mistreating him. She's looking down on him. She's disrespecting him, and now he's slowly but surely being torn down as a man. His ambitions have been crushed. He just starts to lose his desire to live. You know, and he, in his ambitions and what he wanted to build, they stop. He stops doing it. So he gets fat, of course. And this is what happens. Like I said, people get married. They think this is the norm. A man gets married, he gets fat, unattractive. You know, no, that's because he's depressed. That's because he doesn't want to live. That's why. This is what's being done to him. It's not normal for that to happen to you. All right. So another part of this low self-esteem is the low value. A man, he loses his will to fight. Of course, he loses his will to fight with his wife. So he just gives in to her nagging and her demands and stuff like that. He has no more fight. He can't really fight any causes in the world that may be affecting him and his family. He's just too weak to deal with that. He's pacified by video games and sports. He'll watch sports and video games to actually feel like a man, because he can't be one in real life. All right. Anytime he does fight and he has to fight, let's say he has a beef with another man, instead of facing that man physically and fighting that man, he'll resort to using feminine tactics, talking about the man behind his back, manipulation, stuff like that. You know, it's just terrible how these guys fight you when they don't like you. They won't face you like a man. They'll do stuff behind the shadows and stuff like that. Of course, once again, like I said, they'll resort to simulated realities, video games, stuff like that, because they can't be men in real life. So video games are big. Sports, they live through those teams. They want to be that guy running down the field. They want to be some guy with some kind of goals in mind where he's winning and beating odds in life. But he can't do that because he lives in a gynocentric social world. And so sports pacifies him. It's a place for him to outlet. So he has video games, he has sports. These are things that he gets into to actually feel like a man, or at least live through other men, all right? It gets worse. Some men commit suicide. They're so depressed in life. They may have lost their job because of false allegations on the job from women. Women have all the power on the job. They can say and do whatever they want, and they get away with it. Some guys lose their families in divorce court, their children, half their money. And so guys end up homeless because of the court order. I mean, just look at what happens when men get divorced. I mean, they have their money got to go away. Why? Does that woman need all of that to live? You know, do her children need all that to live? You know, no. Why do the children have to go to the woman? This devastates a man. Some men cannot financially recover from that. And their children are gone. Some guys end up committing suicide for that. Or they fall into drinking after getting divorced. And of course, because they thought the woman was their God just turned their back on them. And they're devastated for being divorced. The woman divorced them because, of course, he's not masculine. I don't like him anymore. I want to play the field. You know, I want to jump back out in the world and have sex with multiple men. I want to, you know, like what the world is telling this woman. And so she divorces this man, and he looks at her as his all. And so when she leaves him, he thinking about committing suicide. And there's been stories I've read that men have just committed suicide because their wives left them. That's how connected they were to those women. They looked up to those women as if they were God. And now that God has abandoned them, and gynocentrism teaches men that you live for a woman. You're on this earth to please a woman, to be her utility. And so now when she divorces you, what are you going to live for? You was on this earth to feed her needs and satisfy her. Now she's discarded you. What are you going to do? So guys used to kill themselves. All right. if not kill themselves, watch this now, they kill other people. So there was a story about where a young guy, his name was Elliot Roger. He shot up a few of his friends and a bunch of people, and he made a manifesto or something like that. He made a video talking about he's going to kill people because he was an attractive young guy. He was a teenager. He had his own car. Why do girls don't like me? Why these girls don't like me? I don't understand. I can't get no play. I can't have sex. I can't get women. And they call guys like this incels or involuntary celibates. In other words, he does not want to be celibate. It's not his wish, but he is. He's forced because women won't give him the time of day. And so because of that, he started to kill people. And people are laughing at him and saying, this guy is just a lame, but the society created that. All right. The reason why women don't like him is because he's not masculine. As simple as that. It's not about looks. It's not. He had a car. He had a nice BMW. He came from a rich family. But he couldn't get women. Why? He's not masculine. Because gynocentric social order has conditioned him to be unattractive to women. Okay? And he doesn't know game or anything like that. So that's why. But nobody talks about that. Every day they're telling you to be a nice guy. Every day they're telling you how to interact with women. And if you do that, you will fail with women. You won't be attractive to women. Your wife won't like you. Okay? But that's what society teaches you. There's a book out called No More Mr. Nice Guy. I think it's a good book for any man to read who feels like he's failing with in life and failing with women, because being nice is what's the problem. You know, and it's not just simply being a kind person. Has nothing to do with that. It's the programming that comes from this gynocentric social order. That's what's making you like that. And that's why you're failing in life. Okay. So you got massacres and you know, people killing folk and all this stuff. So that's the worst thing that, you know, that can happen there. The seventh result and effect of gynocentric on men is that men fear women and or avoid women. So a lot of men are scared to deal with women on a private level. They don't want to go anywhere privately with them because they fear that the woman could say that he tried to touch me or something, or he did this to me, and it will just fly. The way this is set up in this country is a woman can lie on you and get away with it. Unless you got video proof, she can just say something and it happened. Or if you having consensual sex with a woman and she decide she didn't like it, or it was with a different nationality and her parents don't like that nationality, and they find out about it, instead of saying it was my choice, I like the guy and I want to have sex with him to appease her parents, she'll lie and say, well, no, it was a rape, you know, when it was consensual, but she don't want to, you know, displease her parents who are racist, so she says it was a rape, and that guy is going down for something that he didn't even do. So men are fearful of women. They don't want to deal with them. And so men choose to avoid women. A lot of guys are not going on dinner dates with women as far as when it comes to on their jobs. Some guys are choosing not to work with women. They're choosing not to hire women. They're choosing to quit jobs if a woman boss is installed. They're saying, look, I got to get away from these women because they can just claim something. You know, if they come in on their period and they're upset and they feel some kind of way, they could just claim something. And there goes my life, my job, my livelihood. I'm in jail for something I didn't do. My job is lost. This is what can happen. All right. So that's the seventh thing. Men are just fearing women or avoiding them. Number eight here is because of the gynocentric social order, the effects on men is that if you have too much masculinity, you will be outcast. So leave society altogether. So they end up going somewhere in the woods and just getting away from the city and saying, I'm not going to deal with people, particularly women in general, because I don't want to be around this mess. Because the men are also affected too. So it's not like, okay, I'm just going to avoid women's spaces. No, the men are messed up too. They act effeminate. And it's like, I just got to get away. So you become an outcast. You either outcast yourself or you're jailed for standing up for being a man. Okay, so at some point, men, and not wanting to bow to this gynocentric social order, you might end up getting jailed. And this is part of that Me Too movement, you know, where, you know, rich and powerful men are targeted and pretty much brought down because of some allegations. And it, like I said, they don't have to be true. woman can later on say, ah, I was just lying. She don't go to jail. Nothing happens to her. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Number nine here, the ninth way gynocentrism affects men. Men begin to avoid marriage as it becomes a liability rather than a benefit. So currently under the state, if you marry a woman, like I said, she can basically take away half your money, income, and your children if something goes wrong, if she doesn't get what she wants, basically. So a lot of guys are in marriages and they don't want a divorce because they fear of what their woman is going to do to them. So men are waking up and looking at marriage and saying, this is not a good deal. It's not God that did that. It's Satan and the laws that set up around marriage. Like I said, I've been telling men, if you want to marry a woman, don't do it under the state. You don't have to. Don't get a contract with the state because they're a third party in your marriage and they're going to start doing things. And if she runs to them to get something, they're going to back her up. Marriage is a scam under the state. It's a scam. It came from God, but Satan created a law and some kind of legal stuff that if you sign it, they got the power to come into you between the two of you, take your property, take you to jail for not paying child support and all this kind of stuff. All right. So men are saying, we're not doing that. We're not getting married. So men are not marrying anymore. Marriage rates are going down. All right. They're just simply not going to do it. So that means that less marriages means less family. That means less families. That means less children. So the society is pretty much shrinking. Okay. This leads to people being isolated. So men are isolated. They're living by themselves. Women are living by themselves. There's no unity. Everybody's for themselves. You know, this is not the way God wants things. All this isolation. And of course, through isolation, it's easier to control you because divide and conquer. And that's what the enemy wants. Divide and conquer. So men and women are divided. They're living separate lives by themselves. They're not together. They don't have families. They're not creating children. And they don't have strong families. Nobody's together. So it's easier to be conquered by the enemy. Number 10, the final thing here is that the end goal here of the enemy of gynocentrism is basically evil men are able to take control of society, which is what they've already done. But they get a firmer grip on it and they can further destroy people. OK, once again, the powers that be, the people who control media, the people who put these messages in your songs, your television that programmed you to think a certain way about men and women. Their agenda is basically to pretty much destroy humanity. Okay, this is Satan doing this, and he did it through these people groups, all right? And they had to weaken the men. They said, we can't have a bunch of strong men running around talking about we're going to fight against this, because it's more of us than it is of them. The controlling powers that be only make up 1%, while everybody else is 99%. So if you got a bunch of strong men with a strong will who can think, who don't operate in emotion, they won't let none of this stuff go down. They wouldn't let the programs on television run. They wouldn't let these messages be propagated. And I found some old propaganda fighting against feminism. I didn't know this, but they were making posters back in 1900 when feminism was just rising. And it was propaganda, like men and women were fighting that stuff and saying, this is foolish. You can't do this. This is going to destroy everything. It's going to destroy the family. And I was looking at, they were creating like propaganda posters to go against feminism. And I thought it was interesting. But that was the will of humanity back then. Men were strong and their wives were right along with them fighting against it. And now today, nobody's saying anything. If you say anything against it, you're the problem. You know, so men are completely weakened. And there's only a few of us that's saying something about it. But most people are just quiet. And so the devil has free reign to destroy families, to take your children away and pollute them. And this is the goal of the enemy. So society is only going to get worse as evil men further plummet society into chaos. Okay. And even on a micro scale, aside from the powers that be in their big plans to pervert and destroy society, the evil man, the one that's in the 20% who did not bow to the gynocentrism, he still has his masculinity and his strong will. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to take advantage of you. And that's exactly what's happening. So the robbers, the evil, the wicked men, the smaller guys, the narcissistic men who did not submit to the gynocentric social order programming, they are going to continue in their strong wills and their desires to harm people and exploit people and use people. And because men are not strong enough to stand up, because their wills have been weakened, because their masculinity has been suppressed, they're going to get ran and taken advantage of these smaller evils, which is what I call the narcissists and these Jezebel spirits. So it's all by design. And so I'm sharing with you what's going on, and I'm hoping that you can see it. And this is going to be my last talk for Let's Please God for a while, because my focus is going to be on some other things, and I'm not going to be posting new content for a while. I don't know when. It might be a year from now. Who knows? But you won't hear from me for a while. And my focus is myself, my business, and things like that. I'll have another message coming after this, just to talk about me putting this ministry down for a while. But of course, the website will stay up. All the content will be available to you. You have the search feature on my site to find content and stuff like that. You can email me. I may or may not respond. Like I said, my focus is going to be on other things. But I just want to give you the heads up. But I'll give you a message coming after this one here. But I just wanted to share with you the 10 ways gynocentrism affects men. And if you awaken to something being wrong, okay, there are men out now who have also awakened, and they've been talking about it for years. They're on YouTube. And I encourage you to listen to some of these guys, because they expose what is going on. They're not Christians. They're just guys who are thinking and who have realized that, hey, there's something wrong. And I don't subscribe to some of their solutions, you know, but the information is helpful for you to be more of a man, to come out of this stupor, to think in a better way that is for your best interest. And so I'm going to link several different YouTube channels that I've been following. And I'm going to mention some of these guys' names now. There's 7 different guys here, but the top 3 that are important is Better Bachelor. He talks about intersexual dynamics and gynocentrism and what's actually going on. I'm not telling you to follow these men as far as their solutions to the problems, but they do give you the information. They reveal to you what is going on. And the next guy here is Rollo Tomasi. He also talks about intersexual dynamics. He includes psychology and different things like that. He's really the guy who really breaks it down the best, in my opinion. He has a book called The Rational Male. And so I encourage you to go to his channel and look at some of the videos that he has and look at the topics and pick what you think would be relevant to you. Then there's another guy named Coach Greg Adams. This is another MGTOW guy who's gone his own way. Now, just to say, Rollo Tomasi is married. Okay, he's an older guy. And some of these guys, like I said, there's 7 different guys. Some of them are in long-term relationships. Some of them are married. Okay, I tend to listen more to the guys who are married, because my thing is, it's not about leaving women. See, some of these guys think that you can't deal with women, don't marry them, let them go. No, you can still deal with women. You just be masculine. Women will flock to you if you're masculine. You can still get women and deal with them in the right way. You just find the right women that want to submit and you'll be fine. But some men's response to the gynocentric social order is to not deal with women at all. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have a long-term relationship with a woman. I'm just going to focus on doing me, and that's it. So I'm just giving you the heads up on some of these guys, you know. They're secular. They're not Christian. I don't want you to think that all truth comes from Christians, because they don't. It doesn't. Obviously, your church ain't teaching this stuff. Are they really telling you about a gynocentric social order? No, they're supporting it. They're teaching you to submit to it. You know, so, you know, like I said, Christianity is a religion. It's not necessarily supported by God. And the Bible and God are different from religion. And so, to think that your religion has all the answers, it's not. You know, and I've rejected Christianity a long time ago. I don't consider myself a Christian anymore. I try not to use that title. I do love the Lord Jesus Christ. I do follow the word of God, and I agree with him and his word. But I don't support Christianity, the religion. If you say, well, I'm a Christian and I love the Lord, well, fine. That's what you want to label yourself as, that's fine. But I don't support it because it's lied to me, okay? And we had a whole series on church detox, where we talked about how the church, 10 different lies the church tells you and all this kind of stuff. So you can't get the truth from there. You're going to have to search for it and you'll come across it. In unlikely places, like just regular guys who are not even in Christ, they'll be telling you stuff. And a lot of these guys do have a Christian background. They did come from church. They just stopped going. But the bottom line is just listen to the information and does it resonate with you, and then make decisions. That's what you need to do. And ultimately, I encourage all men to be 100% masculine. Get back to what God created you to be. Don't let the gynocentric social order pervert you, but reject those programmings and be 100% masculine. So all this information will be in the sermon notes. Until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.